Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm Joe McCormick. In our episode this week, we are going to get you to start thinking about letting people talk. Stop finishing their sentences. This podcast is all about helping you become an intentional communicator. And it's not only speaking, but it's listening. And it's being patient and being present. And it's not easy because we have a lot to say. And people don't know how to do it well. And conversations can be difficult when people cut you off all the time. And we're going to try to get at the core of just let people talk. Just let them say what they got to say and stop cutting them off. Stop finishing their sentences. And when I think about this topic, actually, I think about a scene that's kind of funny. I'm not really a big fan of the animated movie Frozen, but the two sisters, there's a line in that movie, and they're so close. They say, "We're finishing each other's," and you think you're going to say sentences, and they say sandwiches. I thought that was kind of funny. We could be conversation, and we could be like, our brains are fast, and we can kind of anticipate the line of logic of where it's going, and the person's, maybe they're getting to the point. Maybe it's taking them a long time to get to the point. Maybe they don't have a point yet, which happens quite a bit. Maybe they're meandering. Maybe they got off topic. And we start growing impatient and we want to finish the sentence and move on, right? And impatience can really become something that we struggle with. And if you've taken courses with us at the Brief Lab or read the book Brief or Noise, you'll be very familiar with this term called the elusive 600. And as a reminder or a recap, our brains are fast. So consciously and subconsciously, our brains are operating about 750 words per minute. Yet people only speak about 150 words per minute. So this elusive 600 is suggesting that the brain is going four times faster than the person who's talking. So if you're a smart person and we all have fast brains and you're talking to a person who is meandering, kind of getting to the point and hasn't prepared or is, you know, dilly-dallying around with seven things to say but not finishing, it's very easy for our elusive 600 to get very, very impatient and to want to cut them off and finish their sentences. And I'm not defending people's long-windedness. I am far from it. That's why I do this podcast as people. But let's be realistic. For every person that listens to this podcast or is trying to be clear and concise and respectful, there's 10, 20, 50, 100 times more people that aren't. They aren't even aware of it. They don't even know they're doing it. And we could be stuck in this conversation and we're like, my goodness, this is not brief. And I'm just going to finish your sentence for you and just move on. And I want us to resist that temptation, even though it's something that I do. And it's hard not to. Especially when you do this for a living, you think about this, the importance of clarity and brevity. And like, why is it taking a person so long to complete the thought? And it's frustrating. I get it. It really is frustrating. It's frustrating for me. It's frustrating for you. And I think a lot of people just aren't aware of it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, when I wrote Brief, as really to create an elite standard in communication, I was very much, concerned that people would be like, okay, I got to be good at this. And everybody around me is terrible, that they would create an animosity, maybe. And actually, it's one of the biggest questions I got right when the book came out is, what do you do when you have a boss or a client that talks too much? I mentioned in my last podcast about this newsletter on LinkedIn. I don't have any sponsors. It's just a newsletter comes out about once a month, maybe sometimes more often, maybe less often, but it's deeper treatises and topics. And I did one on this topic a while back. And the topic was, I'm going to probably get the title wrong, but basically the point was, what do you do if your boss talks too much? What do you do if your client talks too much? And I got into it a little bit, like, what does that look like for you? And what strategies, can you embrace to deal with that at times kind of ugly reality? Like, this person just talks a lot and they don't get to the point. And we just kind of want to just finish the sentence and cut them off and just be done with it. And it's certainly tempting to do that. But what do we do? when our patience runs out. I think first and foremost, let's start with like, you know, patience does go a long way, and listening is a super skill. And at times, if a person hasn't prepared, we could be a force for good to help them by just letting them complete their thought. People process differently, you know, like they've got, you know, a lot to say and haven't really organized it well. And we recognize that they haven't, you know, done that. So a couple things to think about. Number one is, do I do this? Do I cut people off? Do I finish their sentences? Am I constantly being impatient? Like, you'll sense it in a conversation. You'd be listening to a person. You're like, I know where this is going. You're like, and you just beat them to the point. You just go fast forward. Like you're hitting a fast forward on a video or something. or like you listen to a podcast and you're like 2x. You just want to go 2x, 3x. You know, you want fast, moving quickly through the thing. Do I do this? Is this something that I struggle with? Do I even realize that I do it? Related to that differently is, do people do this to me? You know, am I in conversations? Like, maybe this is an indication that I'm not brief and I haven't prepared a point. And maybe they're doing this because I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm trying to figure it out as I'm going along. And that can be, for a lot of people, a difficulty. So maybe people do it to me. They cut me off in sentences and stop me mid thought because I haven't prepared my thought. And maybe this is an early indication that I'm not clear or brief. So clarity and brevity is not my thing. And next on the list is, how can I stop this? How can we stop it? There's a term. I don't know if I coined it, I guess. I don't know if it's like, I can say that it's like a trademark, but it's called being a present listener. It's like active listening, but it's playing on the word present, to be present in the moment, in the present, like a gift. So you're giving a person the gift of your attention in the moment. And the qualities of a present listener are powerful because you're active, but you're patient. And you're giving a person the gift of your undivided attention. So one way of, you know, being able to let people talk and let people finish the thought, finish a sentence, and is that we're being a present listener and we just give them the gift of our attention. And yeah, it feels great to them and it's hard for us, but they just feel heard. It's probably the easiest way of putting it. And that's a gift. That really is a gift because it really means that you can hear things that they're saying that maybe you didn't hear because you just kind of got impatient and you stopped or you jumped out of the conversation or you just gave up. So I think being a present listener is one. If people are doing this, like they can't get to the point and they're just meandering and like you want to just absolutely just hijack the conversation and just tell them to stop or just like, okay, what are you trying to say? Like, what's the point? And you kind of lose your cool. There's two ways of doing this. Honestly, like one is right in that moment, go, let's say a person's doing this to you and they're cutting you off in mid-sentence and you don't realize it's taking you forever to kind of get to the good stuff. You could say things like, you're interrupting me, or let me finish, or you cut me off. You could say that. I can pretty much guarantee that if you do that, that's not going to help the person who just did this to you. Yeah, it felt bad that a person cut you off, but if you call them on it, if you tell them right there in the moment, that's not going to help. It's not going to feel good. The person would be like, no, I didn't. And you don't know how to communicate. Next thing you have a breakdown of communication. Another way of doing it is later. Like if you notice this was happening in a conversation, you might be able to say to a person, you know, can I make a suggestion? And they'll say, yeah. You say, you know, in conversations, sometimes I feel the temptation and the urge to, you know, to finish your sentence or to, it feels like it's taking you a long time to get to the stuff that you want to say. And it'd be a lot easier for me if you said the most important thing first, or if you were aware of it, or if nothing else, to give me a pause where I could actually say something. But I would do that outside of the conversation. And, you know, when you're having good conversations with people, one of the things that I've I liken it to is if a person's talking and somebody else is listening, imagine the listener has to take a breath and they have to hold their breath until you finish your thought. Well, if it takes you a long time to do that, the person might turn blue. They might pass out. So you might ask a person outside the conversation, you know, can I make a suggestion? In our conversations, it would help me a lot if you just built in pauses where you just stop talking a little bit so I can comment like, oh, that's interesting, or tell me more about that thing. Or, but if there's no natural gap in the conversation, then the person might have to create a gap and that's where they cut you off. So that would be an interaction that would not do it in the conversation while it's happening, but later on when you're outside of the context of that. And that could help quite a bit where you can get to the bottom of this problem, which is, we want to let people talk, but we want to create some ground rules where that conversation can be more of a conversation versus a monologue and not be abusive either, because the person's holding the microphone and not letting you speak, that you have to cut them off and stop them midstream. And I know that this is a problem. It's not easy to fix. So you might do this. People might do this to you. Listening can be a big helper. Tell them to stop or coach them or make some suggestions to improve, but after the conversation, not during it. Because during it can feel very harsh. Sometimes people will react negatively to that. And just give people pauses when you're talking. Just give them a pause so that they can comment. That way they'll stop finishing your sentences or cutting you off. I would just look at it like this. Like if you're looking at cutting a person off mid-sentence is kind of like being cut off by a driver in traffic. It's never fun. It can enrage you. And I just want you to take a breath and be patient, because we're all going to get there soon enough. We're all going to get there soon enough. Just saying.